It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock. Dolphins OTA is in the midst, dude. Duke Riley had the orange jersey yesterday, Leroy. That's FYI.
And you wonder why I call you super fan.
What do you mean? Why? What do you mean?
And what would be the most insignificant gesture in all of sports? An orange jersey in OTAs.
That's not okay, dude. You know what? I love you. I respect your football opinions. You lived it. Don't say things you can't take back, okay, dude? I don't appreciate it. Don't mock the orange jersey, dude. Okay.
I'm gonna do one better.
You just tread lightly.
I'm gonna do one better. I don't care that you think my orange jersey opinion is garbage. I'm telling you, it's garbage.
It's not garbage, dude. Take it back.
No.
Take it back.
No.
Minus one.
For what?
Sass.
It's not sass.
No, I don't like
minus
it.
Minus one for sass.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to say this, and then me and you going to have to get into it. If that orange jersey ends up on somebody's back that don't make the team, then you will agree it meant nothing.
No. Like, I don't understand why you would mock winning the day. That is what the orange jersey is for. And by the way, first couple of people, Jalen Waddle, who's a star, Duke Riley, who's been on the team for like 3 years. All right. Looks like Jason Momoa. Like,
can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody getting hit.
Yeah, but you got – it's phase two, dude. Phase two.
You are something special.
See that Jalen Waddle was wearing penguin earrings yesterday.
Again. Orange jersey and penguin earrings.
What's wrong with that?
How many games would that win you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know, you know. Are you looking through a periscope?
Yeah.
Or is that?
I'm looking through my donut. Zero. It's like orange jersey and penguin earrings don't win zero games.
Just trying to have some fun, baby.
Oh, yeah. You can have fun. Well, just call it that. Fun. Don't make it all more serious than it is.
No, dude. Like, listen, I'm not trying to make it serious. I'm just like,
yes,
look,
you are. Yes, no, you are. You made a big deal about it. It was a hot topic. Who's wearing the orange jersey?
Of course. And
then all your brethren that are out there covering the team are going to also make it a point of talking about this orange jersey.
I hope they do.
I'm saying to you this. It is wasted ink. If one of the guys wearing an orange jersey is not even on the team when they start playing football.
Yeah, but two of the guys so far.
Yeah, but my ass. You think those guys think, oh, I got the orange jersey, I'm making the team?
No, but Jalen Waddle's making the team.
No, but again, if you say no, then you agree with me. It has no matter on how many games they win.
That's not true.
Really?
Everybody knows you start winning games in the spring. That's a thing. Everybody knows that. Of course.
Okay. Who? And when you mean everybody, You don't mean any of the players.
The players, the coaches, the organization. You know? What do you think?
The organization says that to get everybody in OTAs.
No, dude. You gotta work when no one's watching. You gotta work when no one's watching.
You know what the proudest moment of a coach is? Here's what I'm gonna tell you the comments. Here's how it goes. Coach, ask me a question. How are OTAs going?
Hey, coach, how are OTAs going right now?
Well, look, we got 95% of the guys in, you know, and 5% are rehabbing. So basically, we got 100% in. So we got full participation in OTAs.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's what that's for.
Yeah, but that's great.
Sure.
Like, dude, you can't work like Rockwell. Feel like somebody's always watching you.
Minus one.
Wow, he did a no-look minus one on your ass. All you can see, like, Vlad was over doing some work, and all of a sudden you see his arm.
Some guy texts me, he says, if Giannis is out here shooting threes, Bam can surely take take some and make some. Yeah, let me ask you something loud. How many threes did Giannis make during the Heat series? Go look at that.
We wanted him to shoot him.
Go look it up.
We wanted him to shoot him.
Go look it up, dude. Hey, great take. You mean old Mr. Failure doesn't exist?
Why are you lashing out at another fan?
It's a stupid take.
Oh, wow.
It's a stupid take. Well, Giannis takes threes. Yeah, okay, great. And you know what everybody does when he does?
Whew! Yep.
He takes
threes. Why would a guy who's unstoppable going to the rim pull up and shoot a three?
According to Al Macko, he says, WEEI posts the question, if the Heat sphincter started to tighten.
Down 3-1. Hey,
Wiggy, how tight do you think is the Heat sphincter?
Hey, in the words of my boy, Bomani Jones, does the Heat have the onion booty?
They do not.
Not yet. I would say
be assured that Jimmy Butler's booty is quite relaxed right now.
I would say this. You can't even bring up these questions until after game 6.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Call me if the Heat are heading back to Boston for game 7, then we can talk about tight cheeks.
So let me ask you a question. Would everybody feel different if the Celtics had won game 3 and the Heat had won game 4?
Shmeethan Schmaldick says, it's lemon booty, you idiot. Onion booty is a website you can't visit at work. I think he's right.
That's it. It is lemon booty.
Didn't you tweet that to Amani Jones the other day? Didn't you tweet him onion booty?
Yeah.
He's probably like, what the hell is Leroy talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't coin that phrase.
Lemon booty. That's it. So would people feel different if the Celtics had won game 3 and Heat won game 4? You're in the same spot, but would you feel different?
Maybe. It's a race to four. When you're asking, do I feel different? I feel great. I don't understand. Like, I feel fantastic. The Heat are in such a good spot right now. And for any Heat fan that doesn't realize that, you're a dum-dum. I'm sorry to put it bluntly like that, but it's true. And by the way, any national media spokesperson, I saw a headline Gil Len sent us that the real Celtics showed up. What? What does that even mean?
Len's from Boston, right?
What's that?
He's from New England, right?
He is from Boston.
Yeah. Okay.
let's all put it in its proper context.
But it's one of these things where it's like, why? And I got to tell you, like being on press row yesterday, you can tell who the national media is pulling for. I'm just going to say that. You can tell.
A couple of fist pumps.
You can tell.
They want more games, bro. The West is done. Like, I'm shocked. Like, even though Denver was a better team, they're shocked that it was a sweep. So that the Miami Heat, the 8th seed, is about to beat their beloved Celtics, and there'll be 1 week of no basketball. National media doesn't want that.
I just, like, and he goes, like, you're not supposed to cheer on media row. It's like, I know, but it's an aura. You can just tell. It's a vibe. And, like, I know who you guys are rooting for. All right? National writers.
Wait.
I know who you're rooting
for. Can I just say, this is hilarious coming from you.
I mean, a journalist? Boots on the ground.
Let me ask you, have you always had an unbiased opinion?
Oh, I have a biased opinion. I'm literally giving fist bumps to security guards, all my people as I walk down.
And I
say to them with journalists behind me, I say, Heat in five, Heat in five, Heat in five, Heat in five. That was all I did yesterday, but I wasn't in the press box. But once I get into the press room, journalist mode. I know, I'm a chameleon, dude.
No, you're a flip-flopper and a phony.
I'm not a flip-flopper nor a phony.
Ridiculous.
Come on. So headlines brought to you.
Dude, listen, accept it and live with it. No. It's okay.
I'm not a flip. What did I flip
just,
flop on?
All I'm gonna do is when you go after people who do the same things you do, I have to step in and say something.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I think that I get to blend the lines as a person. These people like to guise themselves as journalists. You know, like I know that I live on the fence. You know,
I live on the fence. Here's where you are. You are in the Heat's backyard in a swimming pool eating barbecue.
That's not true.
That's not true, dude.
Alonzo Mourning is not cooking. Alonzo Mourning is not cooking shish kebabs for me over there.
Yeah. Yep. Y'all, listen. You in the pool out at some fancy
That's
house.
That's not true.
With a big H in the bottom of the pool with flames.
I'm not
big
doing that.
Big Heat flames on the bottom of the pool.
Bernie is not over there. Bernie's not over there making Mai Tais. That's not happening.
Yes, Bernie's making Mai Tais. Come on, dude. Stop. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not a fan with good access, dude. I don't appreciate that.
What do you call it?
I'm doing work.
Listen, dude, I've never, ever, ever said you didn't do work. Okay? But let's not confuse what your work is. Your work comes with an agenda. Right?
Because I can't deny that. I have an agenda.
Wait. Nobody can say anything about the Heat. Nobody, no fan can get flustered.
You can get flustered when it's appropriate.
And you determine when it's appropriate.
Yes.
Okay.
I am the voice of Heat Nation. Make no mistake.
I give you that. But that's my point. When I say it to you, right, that you out in a floaty and
I'm
Zoe's
not in a float. No, I don't, but
South
I'm not
Beach,
that. Like,
eating a hot dog, right? Then you say, no, but you just said I'm a spokesman for the Heat, basically.
You know what I like to think of it of? It's kind of like when I'm at a Heat game, it's like my Heat fandom is on airplane mode. It's there, but it's
subdued. No, it's not.
It is. I swear, dude.
Dude. Hold on.
You think that I'm going in
there. When they went up 3-0, your journalist hat went in your back pocket.
That's not true.
And the first thing you sent 5 seconds after the game was, Leroy.
Again, though, that happens. I leave press row. I am now walking to the press room. That's a freedom zone. That's a Tobes is allowed. That's a safe spot. I'm allowed to be willy-nilly, top hats and monocles Tobin from press row to the press room. I just have a little funsky. But once I get to the press room, flip the switch.
Dude.
All business.
You have never lied so much.
Dude, you think that I'm at...
I saw you high-fiving Jimmy Bam.
That's not true.
You might as well be dancing with the Golden Oldies. I'm telling you.
Love the gold.
What are you doing? What are you doing? But it's okay. Here's what I don't get. It's okay. I let you have that. But why, when I say you are that, you get offended?
Well, I don't like
that. Like you, like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are.
I don't like that you think that you, I feel like you think like I'm there, like with like,
You're there to see the game close. Let's be clear.
No, that's not true.
You're there to get a good view of the game.
Nope.
Right? No pictures or ever come.
Oh, that's not
that
true.
That have
dude.
Anything to do with the game. It's
dude,
always about
I'm not
the
gonna let you do that.
That are there.
Dude, yesterday I put together a highlight reel of Nikola Jovic. All right. I was watching his moves, you know. I was talking to Caron Butler about Jovic yesterday. Boots on the ground. That guy's going to be good. Let me tell you. Woo. Get a little hot and bothered thinking about it right now. Oh my goodness. Jovic, dude.
Goosey! Hey, can I ask you a question? The term Goosey's galore, right? What part of journalism does that fit? Where does that fit in journalism?
That's not my fault, though. Like, if I'm walking through the arena and people Goosey's shout galore. At like, yes, I go through the arena and a lot of people will chant at me, boots on the ground, Goosey galore,
right?
8-5, task at hand. That's not my fault. Like, I can't really, if the people want what they want, like, I, what is that? What am I, you know, I am what I am.
Right. But why when I tell you, why when I call you that, you get offended?
Okay, like Tobin Parcells, look at him. I am what I am.
No, what is that? That's green eggs and ham.
I think that's Popeye.
Popeye.
What are you, Eminem all of a sudden?
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
Why do you not like hearing everything that you admitted to being?
I don't like when you say it.
Point for Tobin.
He's honest.
Headlines brought to you by the new.
So now the truth comes out. It ain't got nothing to do with being called. It's if I call you that.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Panthers look to complete the sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock pregame here on 560 WQAM. Paul Maurice said yesterday they're optimistic about Barkey playing. They will have more clarity today. See if we get an update there for you
that. Can we get an easy one? I know it's hard, but I'm just like the intensity of this. I mean, all these games going to overtime. I've watched a lot of sports,
mm-hmm.
but there is nothing that keeps you on the edge of your seat more than playoff hockey. Right? Because the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the penalties, the shots on goal, it is holy smokes.
And Marlins lost to the Rockies yesterday, 5-4. Series continues with Sandman on the hill tonight.
Throwing in that thin air.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about that. Oof. All right, we'll take
movement on the ball, 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
And you know what I'm going to hear? Here's what I don't want to hear. Exit velocity.
Take a quick break. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
On do you know what this is? One shot, one kill. What's the deal?
Come back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's May. We decided to have Dave and Buster's month continue. We got your chance to win a $250 gift card from Dave and Buster's to watch the NBA and NHL playoffs, which have been pretty awesome down here. Go to WQAM.com, enter on the contest page. If you win, you can go to Dave and Buster's with your gift card, have a party all on us. And Dave and Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. A little update for you, Leroy. Game 4 tonight, Eastern Conference Finals, Cats and Canes. Paul Maurice says, Sasha Barkov, good to go.
Cool.
Gooseys.
I want to see so many rats on that ice tonight. Let me tell you something right now, dude. Bring your broom. Are you allowed to bring brooms into the arena? Bring your brooms. Bring your rats. I want it to rain rats. It looks like one of the Egyptian plagues. Nothing but rats. Like 96, dude.
Like a scene from Indiana Jones.
Dude, rats galore. I want rats on rats on rats. I want to give Ratsko Gudis. Get him out. Let's go.
Now, wait. Now, let's be clear. After the game.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
No, you know you can get a power play.
I'm talking about once they win, once they finish the job. I want so many rats. Kachuk can't skate off the ice like he likes to.
Are they going to celebrate?
Hell yeah.
Are they going to pour champagne in the locker room and stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it's champagne. You do some beers, yeah. I think. Oh,
you get the you get a trophy.
I know you get the trophy, but are you going to like celebrate? Like, I need to wear the proper attire.
Oh, I don't, you mean like so you need like a poncho?
I might need a poncho. I can't wear J's tonight.
Your boots, you know, on the ground?
I'm boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. There we go. Vlad's boots on the ground tonight. I don't see Leroy calling him a fan with good access. Call Vlad a journalist.
I am.
Exactly. You want to hear some great?
He had his moment, and it's over.
Yeah, I took my beating a week and a half ago.
Let's hear from Mike McDaniel. Dolphins added a tackle. What?
Clearly, if he was there to do the interview, he wasn't doing too much damn basketball games.
Well, it was in the morning. Here is
exactly. You just boxed yourself in.
Minus I already admitted one. I said we already had this discussion.
Okay, fine.
Here was Mike McDaniel. They added a tackle, Isaiah Wynn. Here is Mike McDaniel.
What does the addition of Isaiah Wynn mean to the right tackle situation and Austin Jackson? Is that an open competition?
No, any time that you can add wins to a roster, right? So did there? Yeah, still got it. I've been training all offseason.
Minus one.
That was terrible.
That was horrible. That is a Tobin joke.
Let's be clear. He added a guy that nobody ever heard of. So the fact that he thinks he's going to add wins, I'm telling you, it can never hurt to have depth.
It's a great joke, dude. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's the offensive line. Here, this is the honest truth. Think of the offensive line as the Heat having an 8-man rotation. Right? At some point, you're going to probably have to go 6 or 7, maybe 8 deep. So what you want to have in those first 8 offensive linemen is usually one of your guards can play center. Usually you have a right tackle that can also play guard. Mm-hmm. And then you have a couple of left tackles. Either you bump the left guard out or you bring in a left tackle. You try to avoid moving guys to other sides of the line. That is very difficult. And I don't think people understand how difficult that is to move a guy from the left side of the line of scrimmage to the right or from the right side to the left. Everything that you do has to be from your techniques have to be flipped. It's almost like learn how to golf left-handed.
I mean, I'd be surprised. Look, you're going to go into this year, you know, 3 spots solidified, obviously, at, you know, left tackle Armstead, Connor Williams.
Yeah, but you're still going to need a left tackle because you know he don't play all the games.
Totally fair. So he does. He's a 13-14 gamer, you know, in a 17-game season for sure. But, like, Austin Jackson has to be the favorite, I would think. Like, he's still their first-round pick. His season ended last year of injury. You're really, like, you know, when he played, it wasn't great. But it also, like, I don't think you know. Like, you still have to.
He needs the reps. And I think this year will be telling for him.
Supposedly, he's in good shape. That's what the word was at OTA.
Just so
he looked,
say that.
He looked in good shape.
Have you ever heard of a guy coming back that they draft in the first round, that they come in and say, you know what, he hasn't taken care of his body?
Yeah, Mekhi Becton.
No.
Trying to think.
Mekhi Becton of the Jets. Yeah, last year. Yeah, they said that.
But guess what? He's no longer with the Jets.
No, he's still with the Jets.
No, he's still with
them. He's still with him.
He's just in the
They didn't pick up his option.
They didn't pick up his option. Yeah.
Okay.
Mekhi Becton's a huge Heat fan. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Him and Eric Reed are like friends on Twitter.
Like best of friends.
Yep. Loves the Heat, Mekhi Becton.
That's why he had to sit in the nosebleeds.
So anyway, you need that depth. How it comes and who it comes from, that's for them to decide, right? But you're going to need some flexibility at guard, and you're going to need some flexibility at tackle because you know of what Armstead's gonna be. And so you have to do things in advance so that when those situations present themselves, you're not totally lost. So look for these OTAs, look for camp, look for scrimmages against other teams, look for a lot of guys to be playing different positions on that offensive line, because that's where you solidify when you have injuries, when somebody goes down, when you need to make some changes, who can do what. And that's when you see the positions change and stuff like that.
That is the – like, listen, Armstead is great. And when he's out there, they were fine last year. They were, for the most part, really, really good. When he wasn't, it was –
right.
But, you know, they went into this last year kind of in the same situation with the same two guys, with Eichenberg and Austin Jackson. Neither of those guys really got through the year. And they found – they found at some point some – you know, okay things with, you know, with Shell on the other side, but I get it, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many Eagles, like how many teams around the league are looking around. They're like, we nailed this offensive line, all five spots.
You don't know until like, and that's the thing, like, unlike a lot of other positions, the offensive line has to work really well together. Right, it's all about a feel, a fit kind of thing, and as far as what room has to be the most in sync with how offense goes, it's not the wide receivers and quarterback. It is the offensive line, because they have a lot of adjustments they have to make. They have to figure out how to play next to one another. It's a lot that goes into it, so. That's why when you look at offensive lines in the NFL, very rarely are they all first rounders. Like, you always have a guy, oh, he was a fifth rounder. Oh, he was this. Oh, because it has to do with that fit. So if you can have depth, have flexibility. Bill Belichick was big on flexibility. Can a guy rush the passer but also drop in the coverage? Can a guy play inside, also rush? Can a safety play deep third, but also come up and make a tackle, you know, and be run support. A lot of different things that you want to have your offensive line be able to do. But most of all, the most important thing, and you'll start hearing this and seeing this with the reports from camp, is, oh, so-and-so played this position today. Oh, so-and-so played center today. Oh, so-and-so went from right tackle to left guard. They do a lot of this stuff in camp and OTAs just to get an idea of who can do what and how good they work together.
You think Wes Welker is being an intangible sensei to Braxton Berrios? Me too. I think so too.
And he's
minus one.
No matter how much football I throw at your ass, you still can't. I can't. You can't shake it. You can't shake it.
What? Right? What do you mean? Fair question. You don't think he's teaching them the ways of the intangible?
So I just told you about how seven or eight guys and how they work the system and work OTAs or whatever to get them to fit. And your first response after that heavy football is, you think the two intangibles are working well together?
Problem?
Well, I mean, hey, it's Braxton Berrios. He's Latino, isn't he?
Yeah, but you know,
he's Cubano.
Is that really
Cubano?
Is that really considered? I mean,
look at the way he plays. He plays intangible.
Wait. No, he's a lot faster than Wes Welker, dude. Yeah. He's a burner. But wait,
what did everybody think?
Wait. Can a Cuban be considered an intangible, or is he closer to, or is he closer to me and Vlad?
He's closer to us.
Yes. See? No, you're wrong. You can't even use that.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, it's absolutely true. It's damn true.
Somebody, J-Fix said he's not Hispanic.
I don't know.
I thought Berrios was Cuban.
I mean, like,
I'll look it up.
Nothing Google can't fix.
Google can't fix, right?
Yeah. But still, that your comments after what we talked about the offensive line, your comments are just ridiculous. That's why we fight. Your last comments is why we fight.
Oh, you know what?
His grandfather is Puerto Rican.
Oh, Puerto Rican. I'm sorry. So he's Puerto Rico.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
Take a quick break. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, you rat bastards. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. We take you up until 2 o'clock. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Go subscribe over there. Well, I'll let you guys know that the Hyundai Air and Sea Show plus the U.S. Military Salute Fest is this weekend on Miami Beach, the greatest show above Earth. Showcases the men and women and technology and equipment from all five branches of the United States military. For tickets, visit usasalute.com.
Isn't the Air and Sea Show always on Memorial Day weekend?
Dude, these are the details you always ask me, and I'm like, why would I know that?
Because I know they didn't have it the last couple of years, and it was normally in Fort Lauderdale. But I'm just curious if it's the same one.
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll look up the history of the Air and Sea Show. I'm not positive, though. I've never thought about it. But it would feel like that would make sense.
I still can't get over you calling Berrios intangibles.
Why?
Because he's not.
Here's the thing, though. Like, all right, so what's the rules on this? Because, like, if it's paternal grandfather... So's my son, and I've seen my son play basketball.
What?
Like you said, oh, he's not intangibles because we looked up paternal grandfather is Cuban or Puerto Rican. Well, so's my son. I've seen him play basketball. Intangibles.
so he can't figure out the difference between jiu-jitsu and basketball?
I'm just asking the question.
All right.
I'm just asking the question. You're not like I don't know so, if that
was Kiko Alonso intangible?
I feel like he was, yeah.
He's Cuban.
Yeah, but he's like he used his head as a battering ram.
And his athleticism as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're taking liberties with claiming intangibles.
I don't think I am. I think I think you're... Now,
Wes Welker is intangibles. We got that. Every guy... Wait, here's what you call intangible. Runs good routes. Knows where to be on the field. Good relationship with the quarterback. Catches everything. That's intangible.
Yeah, what do you think? Wes Welker is Jalen Waddle?
No,
Jalen. I mean, Waddle, you think Braxton Berrios?
Catch a hitch and go to the house.
Yeah, Braxton Berrios isn't doing that.
Braxton Berrios is almost as fast, dude. I don't know what you
what.
Yes,
get out of here, dude.
He can run.
Not like Jalen Waddle.
He's not that far off, dude.
What was his 40 time? I think you're making him. I think you're trying to make him like the blur, dude.
Hold on, like, I have to look this up now.
Dude.
Wait. Berrios 40-yard dash time out of high school was 4.48. Let's see what happened.
Okay.
What was the combine?
Hold on. 4.4. That's not close.
I'm not saying he's out there like molasses. He's not like, he's not dirt
pretty fast,
slight.
Though.
Nah, that's the same speed as me, dude. That's not fast. That's not like game. I mean, it's football fast, but it ain't like
it ain't
I'm breaking
fast.
You off. I'm breaking you off a little piece of something fast.
Dade South says Berrios is intangibles plus, like Disney plus.
Point for Twitcher.
Right, because he has speed. 4.4 is not slow. Right,
it's not slow,
but
what was Wes Welker's speed though?
4.6,
definitely 4.6. Odell ran a 4.4 too, so I'm just saying.
Right.
This was uncomfortable.
Tommy is a tidy paint Richard.
Point
for Richard.
I just like, I want to look. I look at the Celtics warming up yesterday.
It would be more. He's more like a Grant Williams, right? He ain't Peyton Pritchard. Grant Williams. He's going in there with his hard hat, getting in people's face.
Peyton Pritchard's trying. I mean, you know, what an idea. Like, what an idea that was in game one by genius Joe Mazzulla. What do you think about Peyton Pritchard on Jimmy Butler? What do we think of that? Let's workshop it a little bit.
Not him.
Kyle Lowry, speaking of afterwards, this was Kyle Lowry on the Heat's loss yesterday and them trying to bounce back. Low dog.
From it. Honestly, you learn from it. You know, every game in the playoffs is a different game. You know, every single night, every single game in the playoffs is going to be different. This is a different game. Now we got to go back, look at the film, you know, get ready to prepare, and go try to get the next one.
When he looks at the film, I hope he looks at that play where he decided to heave it behind his head and don't do that anymore.
That was horrible.
You know who I blame? Gabe Vincent. Because remember, Gabe had that ball, that pass behind
the back. Oh, that was a sick pass. That was a great pass.
Now everybody wanted to go to behind the back.
No, Leroy. He wasn't even trying to go behind the back. He went, tried to drive the lane, realized, I'm going to get my shot blocked. And he doesn't have the athleticism anymore to like churn. So he basically just threw it right behind his head and was just hoping somebody was there. That wasn't no, I'm trying to do a Gabe Vincent behind the back pass.
It looked pretty.
It looked pretty to Boston. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, you're talking about the Kyle. I was talking about the Gabe.
No, Gabe was sweet. Oh, that dish was too sweet. But
the Kyle Lowry one, I was like, what the hell?
Hey, he not only threw it behind him, but he threw them on a fast break.
Yeah, I was like,
because you know he ain't getting back to defense before they get to the basket.
QB1.
Not going the opposite way.
QB1, a serious pick six there. That was, oof. That was tough. All right,
I just think it was a series of things that added up together at the wrong time. You know, usually they might have a stretch, but they kind of turn it around and kind of play more sound offense or defense. But that stretch right there, woo-hoo.
Woo. All right, we'll go to a team that's going to try and get the sweep tonight. Your Cats, Florida Panthers, game 4 from FLA Live Arena. Get some cat talk coming up next.